How do you measure the success of your employer brand efforts? Maybe you just notice more smiles on people's faces, so you feel like your work is justified. Or maybe you are on best places to work lists and feel awarded for your hard work. Well, we prefer the hard numbers. The Employer Brand Index helps you calculate the return on investment of your employer brand, and in turn, validates the work you are doing to your organization. Having a great employer brand means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. When you use insights from our Employer Brand Index, you can take action and move the needle. Want to know more? Just get in touch. Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, Sans Vison, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. So, have we got any pet parents out there? I bet there are a few. 2020 was certainly the year for pets, and today we are chatting to a company that's there to support all pet owners' needs. So let's start the show. Hey, Cara, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So let us know who you are, what you do, and what brings you on the show today.
Absolutely. So hey there, my name is Cara Hendrick. I work as the Senior Manager of Employer Brand at Chewy. And really in that role, it's responsible for helping establish, enhance Chewy's employer brand in order to attract, engage, and of course, retain the top talent.
Chewy, that's an intriguing name. So what is it all about?
Chewy is one of the fastest growing and leading e-commerce companies out there. We're helping transform the pet industry. So not only through our pet products, supplies, and services, but really through personalized experiences that are fueled by our superior customer care. There's really nothing like it. Our mission is to be the most trusted and convenient online destination for pet parents and partners everywhere. So we're duly located in Boston, Massachusetts, Dania Beach, Florida, with customer service centers in Florida and Texas, fulfillment centers around the U.S., and corporate tech offices in Minneapolis and the recently announced Seattle, Washington, which we are so jazzed about.
Right. And given that Chewy is an e-commerce company, you know, you don't physically go to a store to pick up your pet food. Will you be hiring more remotely in future?
You know, prior to this pandemic, Chewy was 100% at your location. And once the pandemic hit, it was a swift and fast transition for not only the corporate employees, but also about 90% of our customer service centers, which are open 24/7 in a variety of roles. And they were able to safely transition that business model actually to remote, right? And so going forward, it's still actually being explored as to what works and where we want to go as a company, as we evolve and as we grow and as we scale. It's really honestly still being determined as to the remote piece and whether it's a hybrid model and so on. So we're still hiring into our local markets. And of course, given that the offices are currently working from home, that's where people are right now as they are hired. And I know for 2021, it's still being explored by our leadership team as to what the new workplace will look like for Chewy.
Yeah, and I would say that's probably the case for every company out there for sure.
Yeah, I can't speak enough, honestly, about how fascinating it was to see over 1,000 customer service team members that were able to work remotely. That was never, ever, in the cards, right? And so it really required, adapting and innovation to be able to change not only that model of how we had at our call centers, but also, learn from it too, to see, what works, what doesn't. And of course, with the underlying, keeping everybody safe as possible. And I think that also goes for our fulfillment centers of just constantly making sure that our employees are in the most safe environment as possible. And knowing that, their roles and are vital to ensuring people are receiving their products and their pet and medicine and so on. So it's they're really a fantastic organization.
And how did you get into employer branding?
Funny story. So my background's in marketing. My previous role was global brand and digital. And I actually have a unique, story as it pertains to Chewy is the fact that I was just a fan and a customer. And I had no idea that they also had a headquarters in Boston. And so I one day was on LinkedIn and I had seen that, you know, there was a Chewy location and had a colleague or a now colleague works there. And I had reached out and started chatting and she said, hey, you know, you should speak to my boss who heads up talent acquisition operations. He's, you know, looking for an employer brand leader to come in and really take your marketing skill set and apply it to the talent acquisition world. And I honestly had no clue of what employer branding was, you know, prior to those conversations and learning more about it. Soon found out it's, you know, it's very similar to what I had been doing before, you know, instead of, you know, acquiring customers, we're acquiring candidates, right? And we're trying to convert them into new team members. And really the tactics that you go about doing so are exactly the same, from the awareness tactics to our performance marketing tactics. So it was a really neat opportunity to try a new world in the human resources realm, but apply my marketing skill set to do so.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Oh, I love all animals. I am majorly, though, a dog person. I am a dog mom of a 7-year-old rescue named Penny, who has been my saving grace these last, you know, 9 months in terms of being the best type of coworker there is. She's just the best.
Great. Okay. So back to the company then. What is the talent challenge for Chewy?
Yeah, so Chewy is growing super fast. You know, we have over 17,000 team members, or Chewtopians, as we say that. You know, so we're no longer a young pup, I like to say, one of the fastest growing e-commerce companies of all time. But with that, right, comes the need to really make sure that we are attracting the different types of team members that we're looking for. So from the corporate perspective, the customer service perspective, campus programs, our fulfillment centers, they all have very different hiring needs. So what attracts a software engineer in Boston isn't the same as what attracts an operations manager in Dayton, Ohio. You know, so a huge component, and again, I wouldn't say challenge because I really do view it as an opportunity, but a big piece of, you know, our employer branding program is really focused on defining employer brand strategies for, you know, corporate, both business and tech, fulfillment centers, our customer service centers, and our campus business segments, and also making sure that we're creating a unified Chewy employer brand experience with all of these different types of hiring needs and candidates. And I think within there too, you have specific, you know, challenges, whether it's tech competition at an e-commerce company, peak hiring volume. So during the you know, right now, and honestly, during this pandemic, we've had a very increased need for team members. And so, you know, it's fulfilling those needs and raising awareness in also our new market locations.
I think I know the answer to this question, but do you find that you have increased awareness of the company as an employer from pet parents?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's so gratifying. And one of the best parts of my day, honestly, is to see some of the social sentiment on our job postings and on our, you know, more career-centric content about people talking about, you know, whether they're either a pet family of ours, a customer, or whether they're wishing that we had a Chewy location in their state so they could work. It's really quite remarkable to just see the love of our pet parents and our brand, and to know that you're a part of that, you know, working.
Now, tell us, you mentioned the employer brand program. So tell us how an employer brand came about, how it's structured, and who you report to, and the whole scoop.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chewy's employer brand program was really created last year. So in 2019, my role was formed within the human resources organization. And again, with the intention to really help establish Chewy as a top place of employment, to raise awareness of our diverse, you know, amount of roles, and, you know, really attract talent through various marketing tactics and really improve our employer reputation on different sites and job platforms. And so it was championed by our HR org. Our CHRO is beyond supportive and believer in the world of employer branding, which is great. And so while it's not directly under the marketing organization, it does require significant collaboration with our brand team and our social teams, and also, you know, key cross-functional stakeholders like our PR teams and our talent management team.
Tell us about your mission and operating principles. I know they sort of operate like an EVP for you.
So the backbone of really any employer branding strategy to me is a defined EVP, right? A strong workplace, engaged employees. So at Chewy, we have our company mission, We also have our people-oriented mission, as our CEO says, to build world-class teams that are a magnet for world-class talent. And he really drives home a world-class organization has both great people and a great culture, right? And so really what drives us at Chewy is our operating principles. And it's really, connecting both of those, our people and our culture, guiding us for that strong, consistent culture in support of our company mission, right? So customer first, act like an owner, think big. And it's really, really important, as I alluded to before, as we grow and try to achieve scale. And so this past year, our operating principles really have evolved and been revamped through the hard work of our talent management and our employee experience team, our HR, CHRO, and our CEO, to really have this be the foundation as to how we hire, how our team members interact and work every day. And it's really the intention is to continue to help us build our world-class teams and that culture.
How do you go about activating the employer brand to both the prospective talent and perhaps also internally?
Yeah, so we are, like I said, a year old in terms of an established employer brand position. That really was our recruiters, whether they realized it or not, that were creating various awareness tactics and approaches. So huge part of that is also leveraging our recruiters and also unifying as a whole the employer brand strategy. So, at Chewy, I like to say we're on a quest to help people connect through pets, but it's really leveraging the talented teams behind the scenes, making it all happen. And so we've been really focused on specific initiatives to help drive that. And so one of such is a future new Chewy career site experience, prospective Chewtopians and job seekers to easily discover the different opportunities at Chewy, to learn more about our operating principles, day in the life perspectives and cultures, while also from the TA perspective, talent acquisition perspective, providing us insights into how things are performing, how things are converting, what's resonating. And so that's not something we have right now, but it's actually in the works for early 2021, which I'm super jazzed about and very excited. We have great traffic and great activity on our current career page, but taking it to the next level is going to be a game changer. And then, of course, are working on different individualized marketing campaigns and employer brand initiatives, whether it's in the world of social media, in outdoor advertising, we really try to work in a way of both virtual and, of course, regional for our fulfillment centers to help amplify Chewy as, a leader to the candidate market.
And how do you go about measuring the impact of the employer brand program?
Yeah, so, that's a kind of a loaded question, right? Because I think a lot of employer brand tactics can be somewhat viewed as, top of the funnel, right? Anytime you go into the world of brand. So whether it's a talent marketing digital activation, we have a campaign and we did a social graphic that we drove to the website. It's then checking, whether it was an increase of views, visits, clicks, and of course, applicants, right? We also have on our applications the ability to see source of hire, right? So if we know that we worked on a really neat partnership with a media integration somewhere, and then that drove X amount of applicants, and we can kind of look at, okay, that's working and so on. And then also we look at our employer brand reputation and review sites, right? So are we seeing trends? Are we seeing good, bad? Are we seeing improved company ratings of our employees, past, present, and, really listening as well. So it kind of runs the gamut. And I think, one of the biggest things too is even just the launch of some of these campaigns. So for us, we just launched a new talent marketing initiative called Run with the Pack, really a great way to showcase our current employees and raise awareness of the diverse, different team members and roles and functions that we have at Chewy. And I like to say the big thinkers and the magic makers behind the scenes. And so getting those off the ground and really kind of leveraging them and seeing the performance are also a great way for us to see our impact.
And in terms of what you've learned from the last year and before that, what are some of the top tips you want to share with our listeners?
The first one would be, do not get in the weeds. It is so easy to do. And sometimes I still find myself trying to get out of there. If you have an organization where you have different types of hiring organizations like us, so fulfillment centers, campus, corporate, customer service, I found myself wanting to do it all. And in reality, not being able to do it all, very good. really getting strategic and prioritizing, you know, those of the biggest impact, and also ways you can utilize, as I said before, your recruiting teams and your employees to help amplify and share the message is really key. I think also listen, right? I had a really good, albeit somewhat embarrassing story when I first started. I met with our head of fulfillment center recruiting, hiring thousands upon thousands upon thousands a year, right? And he and I were chatting, and I was coming with all these ideas and, you know, new to the org. So I'm hitting him with all my best kind of stuff. And he listened, and then he stopped and he said, "Have you ever visited a Chewy fulfillment center?" And I said, "You know, no, not yet. It's definitely on my radar." And he said, "Okay, I'd like you to visit and, you know, get yourself acclimated, and then we can chat." Right. And I didn't really understand what he meant. And, you know, so go to a fulfillment center shortly thereafter. And it all made sense. Right. So all of these ideas that I had worked perfectly fine, let's say, for corporate, but for the scale and the volume that we were hiring for fulfillment centers and the different types of team members that we're looking for, it didn't translate. Right. So it's listening and really immersing yourself, I think, is key, because there's not, you know, one size fits all approach. And I think last but not least, you know, utilize your team member, especially now, given our limited, you know, creative resources in the current pandemic, but utilize team members for employee generated content and sharing their stories. Those are the most type of authentic view into the company and culture. And you'd be remiss if you didn't leverage them to be able to answer the questions that the candidates are asking and looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I can really resonate with when you're talking about the fulfillment centers. From a lot of the research that we do with our indexes, points that to them very different sentiment from a professional working population versus the sort of the frontline populations.
It's fascinating, right? And believe me, there are synergies. And at the end of the day, you know, for an employer brand strategy to be cohesive, you need to leverage those synergies and also make sure you're creating a differentiated approach to those different markets. But yeah, it was mind-blowing, but also really helpful to see. And it really was really helpful as well for me to see the ability of our fulfillment centers and the hard work that goes into making sure that we are delivering that excellence that we promise upon, right? So it was really beneficial. And I've done the same with our customer service centers and our different corporate locations. Really key, I think.
Yeah, it's an interesting point as well, because I find that a lot of employer brand professionals, leaders, they tend to work from home 100%, even long before the pandemic. So I think it's a really important part of your job to go to the locations and not just to HQ when you see the senior leaders, but all those places, yeah. The fulfillment centers and the customer service centers.
Yeah, I think too, if you think about the reach piece though too, so if you're, you know, we've had to really evaluate, and again, it's not a challenge, it's an exciting piece of the role, which is looking at the different social platforms and the different job sites and places of our different candidates would be, right? So for, you know, to use the example of our tech and product organization, those type of candidates are going to be potentially, let's say, more active on LinkedIn versus where we've seen for some of our fulfillment center success of promoting hiring events and our different roles is actually on Facebook, right? So it's learning and really trying to iterate where it's needed, but also speaking to the audience where they actually are. And that also goes for acquiring that user generated, or I should say employee generated content. We've been able to really, as I alluded to before, work with our talent management team to figure out how to extract, if you will, but to encourage team members to share, whether it's through email, if that's where they can do so, or through our intranet, or submitting through their own HR leaders because they don't have access maybe to a cell phone network, right? So it's finding the different ways to meet people where they are so we can speak to the type of audience that we're looking to attract.
Absolutely. Cara, what is it that makes your job so special?
My job, I view as one of the most special ones out there because of our company mission, right? I am such a pet person and as I said before, a dog mom. And Chewy is one of the most unbelievably pet-centric companies, if not the most, I'll say, out there. The customer service promise and the customer centricity that is infused across every role is just, it's contagious. And it's really remarkable to be a part of something that is so great. And also, you know, a place that is building and transforming the pet industry as we know it. You know, I think no matter what role you're at Chewy, you get to build right? You get to create something great. And I think we've just scratched the surface. And so it's super exciting to be a part of. And, you know, for me personally, as I said, I was a fan of the brand before I started working here. My aunt had actually lost her 12-year-old dog and had let them know and asked if she could cancel her auto ship. And they not only refunded her, they asked her to donate her food to a animal shelter. And then a few days later, she gets a bouquet of flowers, right? And I'm blown away. And I'm thinking, what is this company? You know, what? And I started digging and realized that's not just a one-off that Chewy does. That's part of who Chewy is. And, you know, that customer-centric component is what really differentiates Chewy. It's amazing. And so it's just a pleasure to be a part of. And like I said, we're changing the game and it's excited to be on the rocket ship, as our CEO says.
Fantastic. Okay. So final question, where can our listeners connect with yourself, Cara, and where can they learn more about Chewy?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am on LinkedIn, Cara Hendrick, also on Twitter, Cara Tweets. But to learn more about Chewy and specifically Chewy's culture, you can check out Life at Chewy on Instagram, Chewy Jobs on Twitter, and also Chewy on LinkedIn. And of course, checking out our platform, our bread and butter at Chewy.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, there we go, folks. I think you can agree with me that Cara and the team at Chewy are doing some great work in this space. So definitely worth checking out what they're up to on social and other places. And be sure to reach out to Cara and connect up. She says Cara, and she gave me the permission to say Cara, which is apparently the European way of pronouncing her name, but hopefully both of them work. You may want to consider subscribing to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud. If you really enjoyed it, please help us out by leaving a review on one of those platforms, or why not more than one. Bye now. You probably heard me talking about our data-driven insights that we provide to our clients called the Link Humans Index. What we started doing in 2020 is to aggregate all the data from our client universe and beyond. So that means a truckload of the Fortune 500. From this, we draw out the trends, patterns, and we gain an understanding of what talent really wants. Every quarter, we run a webinar presenting our findings. And as you could be listening to this at any given time, I don't want to plug a particular date or time, but instead encourage you to get in touch and we can reserve you a seat at the table. We only have 100 seats and they're reserved for employer brand leaders like yourself. And 100 is partly because we like to keep it tight and partly because the tier limit with Zoom webinars is exactly 100. So ping me at jorgen@linkhumans.com or check out linkhumans.com for more details. And I hope to catch you on a webinar soon. That was it this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you soon. Hey!
Where should a dog never go shopping?
No idea.
A flea market.